Leah, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I started on school uniforms and you guys have pivoted to homework on me, but go ahead anyway.
Well, I actually do back the uniform thing, especially on the sunny days. My daughter's school, thank God, they scrapped the uniform for the couple of days, but we were those cheeky parents who actually sent her in with no uniform today either, because we were like, sure, look, lads, it's warm enough, she's grand. But just with the homework, I have a five-year-old, junior infants, and she came home on Monday morning with, they work it in junior infants where they have 3 days of homework and it needs to be brought in then on Thursday. And there was not, and I'll put my hands up and say there was not a ounce of homework done this week. And I have no shame in saying that either. I work in a secondary school and I think homework absolutely is essential in secondary school. But I don't know, I just think, lads, like, the amount of days in the year, in an academic year that we get where it's sunny like this, let a five-year-old be a five-year-old. Like, let them go outside when they finish school, togs on, into the water, out playing up the green with their friends. I mean, like, there shouldn't be this mandatory thing of having to sit down and do homework. They're in school for a long day. They're only small. Let them be kids when they come home. Like, just let it be that. They don't need to be doing homework. They don't. Is it really that important?
She's 5 years old, I'd imagine, is she?
Yeah, she's 5 years old. And I mean, there's a few in her class that are six. But like, to be honest, even she's a cousin who's in third class. I would say the exact same thing about her as well. There is no need for her to be doing homework either. I think the amount of sunny days that we get in this country, we'd be foolish to not take advantage of it and let the kids go outside and run around and just be kids, have fun.
And tell me this, let's say if she was to do the homework that was allotted, typically, how long would that normally take?
Well, I see it and the teachers would say, look, it should only take about 20 minutes to 30 minutes. But like, Neil, if I'm being honest with you, like, you know the way 5 and 6 year olds are with attention spans. Sure, of course, it's going to take longer than that, like, a lot of the time.
And what would they get to do? Let's say it would take twice that, an hour. What would it consist of?
So they get reading every day. They get words. They get structures of sentences. So like, because they're learning the books, they'd get their, she goes to Gaelic school as well. So I mean, she's learning like the sounds and the phonics and that kind of thing. And we'd go through all of them and then they would be like, focus on the new ones. And then they would get a bit of counting, like math you could say, but it's really more kind of, it's drawing and tracing the numbers, counting up the apples, and then colour in the pictures as well.
Yeah.
And then the odd time, then they'd have a bit of SPHE work as well, once a week as well. So, I mean, like, this is every day now. Like, and I know people will say, sure, it's only 3 days, but those are the sunny 3 days. I mean,
there's never any, like, there's never any grief when you say no homework was done today, that we're enjoying the sunshine, no?
Well, we've never really done it, but today now, to be fair, we did send her in with a note and it said, listen, there was no homework done this week because we were enjoying the sun. And we were straight up about it. We were like, she was outside enjoying the sun. There was no homework done this week. Now, I must say her moon tour is amazing. So I don't think there will be any issue with it.
If it was an issue, potentially, what might it be?
What can you do to
a five-year-old?
I mean, to be honest, like, from my end anyway, we won't be doing anything anyway.
Find the parents, is it?
Yeah, good luck.
I'm told that all the WhatsApp groups were lighting up over the past week or so as to who's sending them in uniform and who's sending them in shorts, who's sending them in t-shirts.
We nearly had a poll put into our WhatsApp group last night of like, okay, who's, if we all go in solidarity with no uniform, they can't say anything.
There's power in numbers, right?
Yeah. So I think there was a mixed bag going into the school between across the classes, but I think by all accounts, There wasn't many uniforms going in.
Okay. Okay, you're in the confessional now, Judge Neely's confessional. Anne earlier on says that she does her children's homework. A lot of the time she does the colouring for her. She's really good at it. She even goes outside the lines to show that it's a bit kind of like a bit scrappy. Do you ever do homework on behalf of a child?
I personally haven't. I'm the mean parent who does be very thorough. I think it's because I'm in the school sector. I would make my child go through as much as she can within reason. But my partner did fess up. Her dad did fess up. He did do the colouring once or twice now for her. And he killed me for saying that, but like he did, like he was honest about it at least. Yeah, yeah. Made it look very realistic though, Neil. You wouldn't have known.
You have to. You, if you're forging, it has to be right. It can't be too good or too bad.
Yeah, he was using his bad hand, so I think he was fine.
I love it. Thanks so much, Leah. Take care.
Thanks.